Welcome to Books on Air, the show that tells the story behind the book. I'm Suzanne Harris, and I have conversations with established authors as well as brand new authors. I ask them about their writing process. We talk about their latest book. We tell you where you can find them on social media, and we find out if there's a new project in the works. Joining me today is poet Robert English, and he's here to talk about his collection of poetry titled Poetical Quiddity. Robert, welcome.
Thank you.
You are a very interesting person. You've been writing for quite some time, is that right?
Yes.
When did you first start writing?
Way back in 87, I was traveling in New Zealand, and I met a wonderful lady by Susanna. And after we got back to America, she was living in San Francisco, I was living in Albuquerque. We created a long-distance communications. And so during that time, that's when my poetry started. And then that romance on my behalf, it lasted for like about 2 years. And then after the romance stopped, I continued writing other poetry. And a reflection on my life, a reflection about my travels in life, and the different countries I've been in. And, like, still continue to write poetry even today.
What appeals to you about writing poetry, Robert?
Well, first of all, it was for the love of a woman.
I love that you were inspired by a muse.
And then, like, after the relationship stopped, I just continued to be infatuated with the prose and the rhyme. And I think when you become familiar with the way my poetry started at the beginning, it was very short, wasn't very good. But at the same time now, after all these years, I would say that the poetry really means a lot to me. And to me, it was just a story that I wanted to share. And the way I shared that was through my business, poetry and print.
You know, I think you're absolutely right. I've always thought that poetry, there's something quite special to me about poetry and about someone who writes poetry. It requires a different way of thinking, and it requires a different view of the world, I've always thought. I used to be an English teacher, and it was always interesting to me to write poetry. I mean, I write a little poetry myself, but nothing like you. You've published 7 volumes.
Well, it's what happened from 1991 to 2007. The way I marketed my books was through my poetry contest that kind of went international, if you would. Most countries in Europe, every state in America, every province in Canada. And anyway, you enter my poetry contest and absolutely everybody would receive a book. And that's the way I marketed my book.
That's a great idea.
And then during those years that I was doing that, you'd really be surprised on how many professors that I heard from, men and women. And really, a lot of those were school teachers. And like, I never really got any bad feedback, you know, so to speak. And so, like, to me, it was just kind of like I worked mainly in prose into rhyme. And that's really the way I continue to even try to work today.
What are your inspirations? What inspires you to write a poem?
Something new and something that nobody really writes about. You know, be it mythological or a dream or fantasy or wonder. And, like, to me, it's just one of those things where, like, when I first started writing my poetry for Susanna, a lot of times it would happen at night for, like, about 2 hours before I went to sleep.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, get up in the morning and, oh, here came some more thought. But it's what I would do is get up and write it down. You know, so I kept a notepad by my bed.
It's that creative process that you never know when it will strike, do you?
Exactly. Just exactly.
So tell me about...
And so I probably did that for like about 10 to 15 years.
Did you get in the habit?
Yeah, I would say it was kind of became habit forming, you know, and then like over the years it probably switched to more of a daytime, and then after that relationship stopped, I just kind of continued along that same line. But like when I thought of something, you know what, that'll be a good idea, well, let's go there. Like, to give you one that really kind of like brings out a quick little mind thought, over the years I relate to people really well, and I met a couple living here in my apartment complex, and they were married very many years, and one day she gave me her story, and I thought, you know, that's rather unique. I've never really heard that from anybody. She was a twin, and she went from east to west on the orphan train.
Wow.
And so, like, I kind of put that into poetry, and then here, like, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, they had that on PBS.
How interesting.
Young people that were orphaned at a young age, and they were brought across America on an orphan train and adopted by the farming communities of America. And so to me, it just kind of like, I like to pick on something that's unique.
Could you give us an example of one of your poems?
Well, I could if you give me a minute to read one. Impasse. 'Tis the last day of March, the leaves on the limb, a natural arch. With the flurry of a bee, I think most often, golly gee. Just to catch your smile, walking together that last mile. On the entree, la sizzling menu, fillets. A before-dinner drink, gin giblets, like the softness of a feline. A special salad, lettuce so inviting, the evening so exciting. Our graceful elegance, so fine. For the dessert, la deserto Susanna. Soufflé, royale, banana. We should find to dine Chablis enchanted Roberto. The music, a soft concerto, soothingly a most favorable wine. Hoping as always you're my best gal, our dance to enchant your favorite pill. Into the evening I'll find your fancy, again my lips, our lips, so very spicy. The hour passing midnight seems so precious. The minutes of the hour invitingly capricious. A moment, just seconds ticking in the night. The first of April, the air, a morning's moonlight. The influence so influential, I wonder. The prudence so prudential, I ponder. waiting till then beyond the sunrise, possibly a likelihood we should surmise. My love growing stronger, I'm so in love with you. Remember somewhere someone waits for only you, me.
Oh, Robert, that's lovely. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Now, is
so
that
like when you understand the rhymes?
Right.
That's really the way the most of my poetry really goes to rhyming. You know, and then like over the years, I was doing my national poetry contest. In the beginning, people weren't sending me that kind of poetry. But for about the last 3 or 4 years, yeah, people started working more in rhymes.
Interesting. So you saw it change.
I just find it a very interesting way to put out a vibe, you know.
I agree.
Put out a romantic thought.
Tell me a little bit about Poetical Quiddity. Now, it's actually a compilation.
Right.
You put together the 7 books that you've written into this one volume. Is that right?
Right.
And that poetry book is going to be featured at the Frankfurt Book Fair in Frankfurt, Germany. That's going to be October the 10th through the 14th next month in October. Are you excited
right.
about that?
Yes, I am, because I hope in some strange way that Susanna lives in Munich and it might come to touch her heart.
Wow, that would be amazing, wouldn't it?
That would be amazing. Yes, it would.
Well, I know our listeners are interested in the book. Let's tell them where they can find it. Now, of course, Amazon is so big now. That's where so many people go to find their books. And I went to Amazon, and let me give the name of the book, and I'm going to spell it for them. And all they have to do is put this in the search feature at the top of the page. The title of the volume is Poetical, P-O-E-T-I-C-A-L, Quiddity, Quiddity, by Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, English, E-N-G-L-I-S-H. And if they'll just put that in the search feature and click on it, it will take them straight to the page where your book is located, and they can buy it right there. When our listeners get a hold of the copy of your book, and they read the poems, and they finish the last poem in the book, is there something that you would like for them to take away from the book? Is there something that you want them to feel at the end of the book? What would you like to leave them with, Robert?
Well, my poetry started for love of Susanna, and then after the relationship stopped, I continued to write a lot of other poetry, and like I really kind of like never really took it to a point of politics, but like it gives my views on abortion, and that's about the only politics in the book. And then like the other than that, it was just kind of like after the American tragedy of 9/11, my poetry abilities really, really slowed down. And so now it's kind of like those abilities for writing have been very slow in coming back. What I think my poetry makes people wonder, and I introduce a lot of words like cultural diversity, and like to me, we're looking at the United States now today, and we just don't really see the diversity that America used to be. And I think that cultural diversity in America needs to be more seriously addressed. And then other than that is just the political things that I write about. I introduce a lot of God towards the last few books that I wrote. And like, to me, it's just one of those things that where I really would hope that it would be introduced into the libraries, if you would. And something that would be kind of like, well, when I was growing up, hey, we had to get up and recite a piece of poetry. And to me, I just don't really see those types of things happening in America anymore. And like, to go to the school systems of Albuquerque in New Mexico, our schools are really getting a very large failing grade. And like, when I look at it, I'm just kind of like, well, our children aren't being offered fresh textbooks. They're being left very, 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 very behind in their education. And to me, it's just kind of like people like myself, I think I like to come up with a fresh new idea to instill people at getting back to the basic needs of getting our children educated and really being able to get along on a more friendly nature, cultural diversity. And like back in from 91 to 2007, I went to San Francisco. I went to New York for the World of Poetry. And then after that, I went to the International Society of Poetry in Washington, D.C. for 4 years. And then, like, went to the Rocky Mountain Book Festival in Denver, Colorado, and trying to get people out there and getting them involved in poetry. And, like, I really did a lot of my own creative thinking to be able to try to get my books out there to where people would put them into a bookstore. But like that, I just was never fortunate to do that. And then did my advertising in some very well-known American magazines, The Writers for One, and like the Bloomsbury Review up in Denver, Colorado. And then, like, over those years I was doing the International Society of Poetry, I probably participated in about 30 anthologies.
Wow.
And then, like, over the years as a self-publisher, just kind of like would try to come up with ways to, like, try to get it out there into the marketplace and, like, so, like, now I'm really kind of excited you're calling me today because, like, something that I've never really been able to get is social media. And, like, over the years, I tried to participate with the local newspapers, the local televisions, and for whatever reasons, they just wouldn't be involved. And so, like, I believe in social media. So, like, now this opportunity today for me is very important, and I really do appreciate your call.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
I really do hope that this really does do something for the literary marketplace of America.
It's been a pleasure to talk to you today, Robert. Thank you for taking so much of your time. Thanks for being our guest.
I appreciate it, and God bless.
You've been listening to Books on Air, brought to you on webtalkradio.net. And by the way, we're also on iTunes and iHeartRadio. I'm Suzanne Harris, and I hope you'll join me for the next Books on Air. And until then, buy a book, read a book, share a book, and thank you so much for listening.